From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Greece, the two sides in tomorrow's referendum have ended their campaigns with big rallies. The BBC's Chris Morris is in Athens, where the prime minister is urging Greeks to vote against the most recent bailout terms put forward by other European nations.
Tens of thousands of people rallied in Athens last night after a chaotic week of political twists and turns. The largest crowds gathered outside Parliament to cheer the Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras. He was emotional as he told his supporters that they would be voting for their dignity, that a no to austerity and the plans of Greece's creditors would allow him to fly back to Brussels and clinch a better deal.
The BBC's Chris Morris reporting from Athens. Greece's international creditors say a no vote will jeopardize Greece's Eurozone membership. The owner and crew of the ferry that capsized Thursday in the central Philippines are facing criminal charges. Officials say 145 people survived the sinking, including the crew, but more than 50 people were killed. Passengers say the ferry turned sharply to the right and was hit by a large wave before it rolled onto its side shortly after leaving port. A plane attempting to fly around the world, powered only by the sun, has landed safely in Hawaii. The 4,000-mile flight over the Pacific Ocean was the plane's longest and most challenging leg. Molly Solomon of Hawaii Public Radio reports on the record-breaking five-day journey.
The Swiss pilot Andre Borschberg emerged from the cockpit as the sun began to rise over Kalaeloa Airport outside Honolulu. Borschberg had spent the last 118 hours alone in the air, flying from Japan.
It was a very ambitious step, 5 days, five nights. We are all extremely happy to be here. I started to know and feel this airplane. I mean, it became a partner. Together, in fact, we made it.
The solar plane's journey around the world began back in March in Abu Dhabi. Its two pilots have been alternating the long solo flights aboard the plane. From Hawaii, it will continue across the Pacific, heading next to Phoenix, Arizona. For NPR News, I'm Molly Solomon in Honolulu.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Hayes says last month was the hottest June on record for Seattle, Salt Lake City, and even Las Vegas.
10 degrees above normal for June for the Pacific Northwest, Northern Rockies is just really, really warm. Places where they just don't see those kind of temperatures. And the problem was that those high temperatures were persistent. In fact, they're persistent into the early part of July.
The weather in the West, along with dry conditions, has contributed to an early wildfire season. Officials say more than 300 fires, large and small, have been reported in Washington State and Oregon since the beginning of the year. The National Interagency Fire Center is calling for above-normal wildfire danger in the Northwest through September. You're listening to NPR News. A search off Alaska for a cruise ship crew member has been suspended by the Coast Guard. The crew member went missing Thursday south of Douglas Island. The Coast Guard says security system video shows him jumping overboard without a life jacket. Authorities identify the man as a 27-year-old from Brazil. Boyd Packer, the leader of the Mormon faith's highest governing body, has died. Terry Gilday from member station KUER in Salt Lake City reports.
Packer was president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, the group that governs the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was next in line to become president of the church itself and was beloved by many Mormons. Packer served in World War II as a bomber pilot and was appointed a member of the Quorum of the Twelve in 1970. Boyd K. Packer was known as an advocate for the conservative ideals of Mormonism. In a 1993 speech, he warned that his religion faced what he called the greatest threat from three groups: feminists, homosexuals, and intellectuals. He died at his home in Salt Lake City on Friday at the age of 90. Church President Thomas Monson will appoint Packer's replacement. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in Salt Lake City.
Americans are celebrating independence with music. U.S. Air Force Academy band performing at Mount Rushmore on the National Mall. The musical acts have been rehearsing for tonight's Capitol 4th celebration. In Boston, the Boston Pops will perform their traditional concert tonight. And although officials in New York City say there has been no specific or credible threat, the police department is stepping up security because of recent terror attacks overseas. You're listening to NPR News.